Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes on research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we are talking to Professor Raymond Rumpf. He's in the Department of Electrical Engineering. And Raymond, welcome to 100 at 100.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us, what does electrical engineering professor do in the way of original research? What's your area?
Well, UTEP right now is the biggest university in the world for 3D printing, and this creates a huge opportunity in a number of areas. My area is electromagnetics, so what we want to do is print everything, cell phones, cars, kids' toys, but every modern product has electrical functions in it, blinking lights, wireless radios, and we're only just now learning to begin to know how to manufacture these things by 3D printing. So that's what I'm focused on. And another neat aspect is that we can make devices and geometries that nobody else in the world can. We can't do with traditional machining, so that lets us explore device concepts nobody else can. So the research in my group is purely revolutionary, very high risk, high payoff. Good chance we'll fail, but if we're successful, we'll change the world forever.
So the trick here is not to actually make the three-dimensional structure, but embed into it the electrical channels, if you like, the wiring that we take for granted in modern instrumentation.
Well, all of the above. So the printer starts out with an empty volume, and you design something on the computer. You go file print, and it produces the whole thing from scratch.
So it's got lots of little inputs, little jets where different materials come. And
exactly.
One of these have to be the conducting material. And one of those ports has, of course, to be a conducting material, mainly metals, I suppose, or am I wrong?
Correct. For electromagnetics, we need two things. We need dielectrics or plastics, and we're using the things that kids' toys are made of, the injection molded type of plastic, and metals of any sort. Copper seems to be the best, but sometimes we have to do things to make the metals compatible with the printing process, so sometimes we need to go with other types of metals like silver or titanium.
So they have to be low refractory metals. I mean, they've got to be melting at a relatively low temperature in order to extrude them, or do you not melt them?
No, we can print Inconels and other high-temperature refractory metals. So as far as metals go, if we can make a powder out of it or extrude it into a filament, usually we can print with it. Other things we could do is make little nanoparticles, put that into some kind of polymer resin like like silicone.
Right.
And we can squeeze that down, bake off the silicone, and what's left behind is a metal trace or a metal structure of some sort.
So it doesn't have to be the metal that goes in there. It can be the powdered form. That's interesting. And so what progress have you made?
We've done a lot of neat things. One thing is in the area of very high-power microwave devices. We've developed the world's highest power frequency selective surfaces. These are flat slabs of material, and we pass very, very high power microwaves. We're literally shooting lightning bolts through these things, and we filter out different frequencies. But we have to design these to survive the lightning bolt, so we've done that.
And what's the point of that, if I might ask?
The point for directed energy weapons, if there's a very high powered transmitter talking into space, and you want to put something around that that might isolate it from an adjacent antenna, we need it there as well. Another thing we did that was pretty neat, all electrical devices sort of have this cloud around them. We call it the near field. That's the electromagnetic people. But it's a cloud, kind of like that Pigpen character in Peanuts. He has this dirt cloud surrounding him. All electric devices have this. And when you move two devices close, they interfere, they couple, and it produces noise.
Spurious results.
Right. So think of all the antennas in a cell phone. We want them independent. So we've come up with some ways where we can shape those clouds like clay using 3D printing to isolate antennas.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. Raymond Rumpf, thank you for being here on 100 at 100, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.
Thank you.